It gives a whole new meaning to the term drunk goggles. They're called fatal vision, and the idea is to give the wearer the experience of being intoxicated.
A chore, just to take a few steps without falling off course or tripping, and falling down.
By wearing the goggles, Chief Master Sergeant Jerry Collins and several other volunteers were given a chance to see the impact alcohol has not just on their equilibrium and coordination, but the psychological effect impairment has on their body.
Your brain is trying to fool your feet into doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
As the 185th Air Refueling Wing Director of Psychological Health, Mr. Gary Schmidt, takes his fatal vision show on the road to make a point.
This is just legal intoxication in any state. That's about a point one.
And he says most people are not ready for what they experience.
They're usually quite surprised. I don't think it's quite what they anticipate, especially when you go to the various levels of intoxication, is how impacting the goggles actually are.
The demonstration at the Iowa Air National Guard Base in Sioux City was orchestrated by the base care team as part of a Red Ribbon event designed to create awareness of the destructive effects of substance abuse.
I don't think anybody really appreciates, after they've had a couple drinks, what all of that can do to your judgment, your vision, your balance, all that coordination of aspects you need to function.
According to organizers, the main purpose of the event is to be proactive through prevention and education.
You want your workforce as happy and healthy as they can possibly be. And learning about addictions and knowing what that looks like just helps keep everyone in a better place, I think, and keeps them more mission capable.
Prevention programs like the Red Ribbon event also allow Air Force leadership to communicate to their team members that it's okay to get help if they need it and not wait until it's too late.
Fear, the stigma, the longstanding old stigma of mental health and that it's a ticket to the out the door is really the big concern. When rather than having members afraid to come forward and seek help for things, we'd rather embrace them and wrap our arms around them. The idea is to keep them in the guard, not to kick them out.
At the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City, Iowa, I'm Master Sergeant Vince DeGroat, Air Force News.